cruising on down Main Street, feel relaxed and feeling good. Next thing that you know is,
I don't know it.
Octopus in a fucking neighborhood.
What the fuck is that?
Surfing on a sound wave, swinging through the stars. Take a lift. At an infection, I don't remember. And a cigarette past my on the magic school bus.
Wow.
My on the magic school bus.
We didn't have cable when I was real little, so maybe I missed out on a lot of stuff.
Jeez.
Yeah. Because I don't.
You, wait.
I used to. No. I've seen it.
Oh.
But I only ever watched it like at school
so
and like reruns and stuff. I never saw it enough to know the theme song, unfortunately. But I used to love the show.
Little Richard sang the black fuck out of it.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know he did
I'm
it.
I'm on the magic school bus. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, great stuff for kids.
It is.
Then.
They should bring that back.
Now all the children are like 25 years old. Like
and they have iPhones.
4-year-olds and high heels and a Mac kit.
Mm, on Instagram. Y'all are the worst.
Hey, guys. I am the Frizz.
And I am still in love with Brittany Griner. Sorry.
So I need you to just pick a stud.
No. I'm going through a time in my life where I feel like I can have them all. You gotta just collect them all. Like your Pokemon slogan. And so, gotta catch them all. Right? That's it, right? Oh, my God. I knew it. Anyway.
Wow. Alrighty. So, Black Excellence this week goes out to Glenn Green of Durham. Is it Durham, North Carolina?
Yep.
I'm so good.
You are.
Of North Carolina, Durham. Glenn. I just got so excited that I pronounced it right. Glenn is 12 years old. He's a middle schooler at Maureen Joy Charter. And he's also interning for McKinney.
Oh.
Which is a prestigious agency. I think they like represent. Who do they represent? They represent
what
like,
kind of agency? Like talent or sports?
They represent Nationwide, Samsung.
Oh, okay. So like an ad agency.
Yes. Our art.
We got there. It's fine.
Listen, it's McKinney. It's in North Carolina. Shout out to North Carolina because y'all listen and we'll see y'all sometime soon probably. And, you know, so y'all know what I'm talking about. Good old Google. Anyway.
What? What the fuck are you on?
So listen, he just started at McKinney as an intern.
About Glenn.
And he wants to be an art director when he grows up. And he's 12 now. And yeah, he's just really excited about being like their youngest intern ever and still going to school. And I wanted to read one of these quotes from him.
So they place art with like companies and stuff like that?
I'm assuming because he got to go in there and use like their 3D printer and give him a little desk.
Oh, that's so dope. Oh.
Yeah, and he gets to see how like he's got like his own little computer and he's got to meet people and just this cool little black kid.
And when he has his own design firm in 10 years, nobody will be surprised. Go ahead, then.
I love that he says that they asked him, do you have any, what technological devices he uses? This is on DigiDay. And if he has any social media accounts. He said, when I was 5 or 6 years old, he's 12 now.
Okay.
My mom got me an iPad. And it had a lot of educational games on it. And this is when I was like, I love his mama because I already know what type of mama she is. The black kind. He says, I now have a phone, which I got a year ago, which I basically use as a tablet. I have Snapchat on it and a game called Injustice. So rock out to Glenn for understanding because we both have that game. I totally get you. And he also says that he doesn't use too much social media because his mom doesn't want him putting himself in harm's way. So shout out to mom because
yes.
She was like, oh, girl, but not mine.
Right.
He wants to go to Duke. He wants to make sure that he, you know, his friends aren't jealous of him. They're all supportive. So,
okay.
Yeah, he said he thought his friends were going to be jealous, but it doesn't affect their friendship. And they've all been supportive. Okay. I love how kids that are like a lot of like 11, 10, 12 year old kids now are like little grownups, like for real. They're just like, oh, yeah, you know, when I was young, you know, back during like Dexter's Laboratory and stuff, it was just like it was a bleak era. in my life.
Things were just hard back then, and now I've just made it such a long way. Like, all of 5 years later, young sir.
Anyway, Google Glenn Green, Glenn with two N's.
And, that's so cute. You know, congratulations.
You can look at it at digiday.com, and I thought that was awesome.
Okay. That's some good news. That made me feel good.
Oh, also, Serena Williams is still smacking the whole entire wide off.
And if you're mad about it, you're just going to have to remain pissed, bitch. Because if you think Serena is arrogant, she deserves to be 100 times more. That bitch is the all-time greatest, and there's nothing you can say about it.
And while you're trying,
she's just the ultimate athlete, and you can just be pissed.
While you're trying to, you know, make cute comments about Serena Williams or her body or her being whatever, like, maybe you spent your whole life
training
at this sport the way that Serena Williams has, you wouldn't be getting your asses whooped every time she touches the goddamn court. So you can be mad, bitch.
They consider it like a source of pride. Like, oh, well, I just don't want to get big, so I just won't lift anything over 5 pounds.
And
well, I
guess you'll continue
to. That's
either.
Right, bitch. You'll just continue to get your ass stomped smooth into the motherfucking pavement then, bitch.
Be pissed.
Serena is it. Fuck y'all.
So, this week on Bitch, You Guessed It.
Whatever, I'm not falling for that this time, because you always randomly scream it. I'm not falling for your shit this week.
Oh, yeah. I actually had a name for it, and I forgot it, of course.
Mm-hmm, of course.
No, I really did have, like... Oh, no, I was just, this week I actually was just gonna go, you already know.
Why?
Because Big Frida does it, but I can't do it the way Big Frida does, because it makes me laugh every time.
Okay. All right. So.
I want for that to be.
Well, maybe when you can. Maybe when you have your composure, you can record.
Bitch, you guessed it!
I fucking knew it.
See? I already know.
You thought.
This week.
Bitch, you thought.
No, bitch, you thought.
Bitch, you thought.
So, Brandy's really excited about being here in New York City and having, you know, like, a stage. And, you know, she's doing Chicago here.
I saw it. It was good.
I heard that it's been great. And I really enjoy Brandy. Brandy uploaded a video where she was on the train.
Bless it.
She was kind of dressed like Static Shock or like Kick Ass.
All right.
Hit
All
Girl right. or something. Like she was like. She was, no, what I'm saying is.
No, Hit Girl is it.
She was dressed like she saves the. Like she fights crime. And she was singing like Home from The Wiz or something, which we should really discuss, because I think NBC is like, they're not wavering on this live musical Wiz
right,
shit they're doing this
year. We need to discuss it.
We'll get to that some other time.
Okay.
The point is that Brandy sang this song on the subway. And, you know, I just want to preface this by saying that had it been me, Brandy, I would have been so excited. And, you know, I probably would have wanted to tip you, but you don't need it. And, you know, it was just, you know, I would have reacted differently. The people on the train were not so impressed. They kind of look the way that New Yorkers typically look when someone is on the train
right.
singing, which is, bitch, you shut your motherfucking ass up. I just want to go home. And it looked like it
what
was
what should
like,
I do? Take the three or take the two?
So you did not have to do that. You are going to hell. Like, and I'm so glad that only, like, maybe 6 people in the world will know what you're talking about when you just did that. But I want for you to know that you're going to hell for that. Anyway, the point is that, you know, Brandy, I don't know if you, like, frequent New York City or, like, you know, how often you, like, ride around on the train here. I would expect that you don't do that too much.
Right.
And again, I know that you're super excited to be here, but for us, being on the train and hearing people singing, I don't even care if you're talented half the time.
Really?
Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that. Like, this is not the time or place for America's Got Talent. It's I'm not interested.
Especially during what looked like rush hour or right around rush hour. If it's standing room only, do not fucking perform.
I am already agitated.
Exactly.
I am trapped on this metal suppository with all of these strangers breathing their funk in my face.
Right.
And then now on top of that, you just decided that you want to open your mouth and give us some Diana Ross / Stephanie.
Bitch, could you just
I don't want to hear it.
Honestly, if I had been on that train, I may have reacted the way those people did simply because I would not have turned my headphones down low enough to hear who
that was
singing.
I'm saying.
And I wouldn't have recognized her without staring. And I wouldn't have looked up because I'd have been like, here goes somebody singing for some motherfucking money.
That is it.
That is just how New York, if you've been here long enough, you just are not enamored by that shit no more. You just want people to shut the fuck up so you can get on with your day.
Honestly, when they be coming on the train singing and stuff or dancing, and this is no knock to the hustle at all, because I understand that a lot of these people that are performing on the train, they're doing it for real ass reasons, or they're singing because, like, I've got a voice and I don't have a job,
right?
So what I'm going to do is, you know, find some
sing for these
money
dollars,
out here,
yes,
so I can eat. So I'm not trying to in any way like devalue anybody's struggle or their talent. But what I'm saying is we all agitated, mm-hmm, and we all struggling,
right,
or we all got something. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to be on this expensive ass bullshit shit that never
stinks.
Works anyway. It smells like urine. Everybody's hot. Their feet probably hurt. We've worked a long day. And so now here you come hollering. I don't want
to
hear it.
I don't want train performers to take it personally, but it's the combination of how shitty MTA is. Like, it's how shitty that whole experience is. And then I'm tired and it's the end of a long day and it's a packed train. And here you come being loud in my ear.
Or there's like an empty Funyuns bag in the seat.
Exactly.
Or like, is somebody standing up in front of an empty seat when it's like the only seat, and here goes an old lady whose legs are about to snap. It's
or the air's not on, or the person right in front of you is just taller than you and they breath stinks.
It smells like Parmesan.
Shit that happens. This is not every now and then. This happens every fucking day.
Single time.
On
and
the
this
train.
Is why you invest in a good pair of headphones.
You have
and
to.
That's why I don't leave the house without them, because
I just
you
don't.
Would be surprised how much bullshit you miss when you have some headphones
God,
on.
That is so good.
Oh, God. Every time I leave the house without my headphones, and I know we've said this 100 times, but I'm always reminded. Anyway, the point is, Brandy, had I been there.
Let's bring it back.
That I would, if I was on the other side of the train, right, and I didn't realize it was Brandy,
mm-hmm,
and I didn't have headphones
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
My reaction, I know, would have been just like, who is this bitch and why she thinks she Brandy and want to be singing on the goddamn, oh, bitch, that is Brandy. Like, I would have been.
Dead ass just like that.
When I played the clip on Instagram, 3 seconds went by, if that, before I said, why would Brandy do this? But then I realized she probably just don't know that we don't want to hear this shit.
Right. But, I mean, you know, as always, she sounds amazing. Like, it's not nothing against you, Brandy, but girl, we just could not have
they
cared less.
They were, and you know, some of those white people were probably, because I'm sure they've seen her fucking billboards all over
yeah.
the city for the past however many weeks. But some of the white people.
I'm sure somebody had to be like, I know that voice. Like, I know that
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, I just refuse to, I mean, there are a lot of people here who, like, don't give a fuck about anything that's black, or they're maybe. Or like immigrants or whatever.
Right, so they just don't know her at all.
Yeah, it's, you know, remember that white lady who sat on the train and had that full conversation with Jay-Z before she was like,
right.
oh,
I know who
I've
you
heard
are.
Of you before.
Right.
So whatever, but Brandy, girl, don't do it again. Don't want to.
Bless you, girl. Bless you, though. Amen.
But if you're like one of those people that sings or plays the guitar or whatever, like on the platform, or
I
like
love that.
I like those because it's not so.
I'm not knocking nobody's hustle. I'm just saying, you know, you catching people at a bad time most of the time when they on the train. That's just it's an unfortunate fact.
Who's ever been like, yes, the train. Love it. Everybody wants to go home.
Yeah, everybody all wants to get the get fuck out off. Of there. Yeah.
So then here come your kids doing goddamn somersaults in front of my fucking eyes and shit with their fucking Reeboks. Bitch, if you don't go, I'm sorry.
So you just gonna go in on the kids? So you just gonna tear the kids apart?
But I'm just saying, there's time and place for everything.
Amen.
So also... Future.
Oh God.
Had an interview somewhere in the world. I think his album coming out this week or next week.
Was that a Skype interview? What was that? Where it was like him on a bed or him in a hotel, right?
I didn't give a fuck enough to like actually watch
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, no. I just saw clips.
I read the quotes.
Okay.
The things of that nature. But I'm just going to sum it up here. For you. Future basically said that he dumped Ciara not because, hold on, I actually have to find the exact quote because he said something so.
Future just went real futurish.
Like the way that he worded it was so dumb. He said something like,
well,
we didn't break up because there were rumors of cheating in a relationship. What?
So
we didn't break up because cheating exists. God damn it. I have to find the exact quote. It was so hilarious. But anyway, he said that he really left Ciara because she wasn't supporting his ratchet ass music. And I guess maybe she took the matching dreads out. And maybe that's what it was.
And that was it.
Maybe the matching dreads were like a symbol of solidarity.
And it's probably and your fault because you went in on her ass so bad on the show. I'm ridiculous. Sure it got back to her. And then
she looked like if T-Pain went Super Saiyan 3.
All right. So anyway.
She did. It was dumb. Okay. It was dumb, Ciara, and you know it was. But it's all right. Like, it's you're okay. moving on.
Yeah.
And you've got your...
Yeah, Russell Wilson now, who, you know, has a good job.
Yes, indeed. A great job and, you know, loves God.
A man of God.
And sliming, you know, kids at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Sliming kids sounded terrible.
Okay. Future, though.
Future said that cheating was not the reason and he didn't want a highly publicized wedding, that made him very uncomfortable. And that, you know... cheating happens and exists in the world and it is a real thing, but you know, they had split up long before cheating rumors came out. So basically he never said I didn't cheat on her.
Of course not.
He said, you know, like I was over that bitch long before she found out is what his excuse is.
So you started cheating long before she found out and then left your ass. Is that what you're
and
trying to say?
And then he said something along the lines of like they were together or they were still living together for a while after they broke up because she had picked the date and the dress and he was embarrassed for her.
But if you're not going to go through with it, the longer you wait, the more embarrassed she's going to be.
But she's the bigger star.
And that's another thing.
Her career is...
It's because are we gonna talk about that performance or not? Because say what you will about Ciara, she's a much bigger star than Future, and y'all can stop acting like she was with him for a come up because that could absolutely not be the case. Nigga,
not
what?
When he was walking around with these crisp ass suits and shit and fucking keels and shit all over
exactly.
his goddamn skin.
Child, good night.
Going to Sephora and getting buffed up and shit, going to red carpets
now,
and shit like that. But
his
you
music might be better
forever.
Than hers, you know, right now. But let's not act like Ciara is not
that
much richer than.
Old fact.
It just is what it fucking is.
That is undeniable.
So did you see her perform the national anthem at this baseball game?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You didn't see it.
I saw a thumbnail.
And
I agreed with the Lord that wasn't a decision that needed to be made for me.
You have to go on YouTube and watch the whole
no,
thing.
No, I don't.
Because it is much worse than you could fathom. Like, what you thinking right
and
now?
I think that it's bad.
Okay, but there's backup singers on the field.
Why?
And she needs it. You need to watch that whole video. Just take some time out and watch the whole video. You'll thank me later.
Okay, so first of all, I would like to know who was like, national anthem.
Well, remember, singing. Ariana Grande got kicked out because she was licking donuts and acting a fucking dummy.
But didn't they
fool.
Replace her with Demi Lovato?
No, I thought they replaced her with Ciara.
I read that Demi Lovato, I mean, that Ariana Grande was supposed to, like, perform, like, a halftime, or she was supposed to do something, and Demi Lovato replaced her, and then she was supposed to sing some, I
could have sworn she was supposed to sing the anthem, and then she was like, oh, I can't.
Poor choices all around.
Just bad.
At least Ariana Grande may have given you a vocal.
She should have lip-synced at, and I don't know why she's been on this kick lately to try to act like her vocals.
She should have lip-synced what?
She should have pre-recorded in a studio and let somebody mix and master the fuck out of it. And then lip synced on that field.
She should have rode out on the field on a tricycle playing the motherfucking Whitney Houston national anthem from a Beats pill and shot a whole bunch of Jackie t-shirts out of a cannon and took her black ass home. That's what she should have done. Because she shouldn't have been singing the national anthem at all. And
or had Timbaland remix Whitney's version and take her ass out there with a routine or something.
It works for Tink.
But you should have known better than to take your ass out there and try to sing the fucking national anthem.
But the point
girl.
Is that Future is wrong.
Oh, right. Yes. Going back to Future.
And that she came on Twitter later and said something.
Damn.
Some person is so dishonest and ignorant that they don't deserve a response. Furthermore, one's main focus should be on being a good parent. Future then went on Instagram and said, I wish you didn't care.
So first of all, this is just...
You can put all of the Swarovski crystals on a hood rat. All the crystals you want. Still gonna be a hood rat.
Yes, that's true. It's
and
just
there's
the
not, I'm not saying that there's anything. I'm not looking down on anybody because I'm a hood rat to my core.
Mm-hmm. And
but
I can vouch for that.
Lest we forget ghetto. So, apparently, Lil Wayne was performing for Jim Jones' birthday party at Live in Miami this weekend. He and his former father, quote-unquote, Birdman, have been going through a bitter divorce. And as he was performing on the stage... Apparently, Birdman's entourage, they began to throw drinks at him. And
girl.
It's actually hilarious. If you watch the video, it's sad.
Okay.
But it's kind of funny because when they, like, initially hit him with the drink, he, like, paused. Like, he just kind of held his hand out like, did these niggas really, like... And he just kind of holds that look for a second.
Yeah.
And then, like, a spotlight just zips up and smacks Birdman. And he's just standing at the top like Scar, like...
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. He's just standing up there just scowling at him like,
wow.
You bitch.
Nigga, like, really? Just, mad face.
Just angry.
Like, really? Why does it have to be so dramatic?
And
with
then
these
apparently,
niggas?
Like when the crowd was when they found out or when they realized that it was Birdman and them throwing drinks, they started throwing drinks back, and then they had to shut the club down.
Oh,
typical
niggas.
South Beach nigga ass weekend. Oh, girl. Y'all be wondering why when you go to Miami and you want to ask me, where should I go? Where's there to party? When I don't have no answers for you because I stayed my black ass at the house for 25 smooth years.
Jesus.
I know where you can go and get some food and where you can find strippers.
Oh, my God.
And that is just about it.
That is just...
Anyway, it sucks.
Y'all, I wish Mona was there with her fucking cameras because this looked like an episode of Basketball Wives. Y'all really throwing drinks on each other and mean mugging in the fucking club because you fell out? Like, why can't you just handle business
now,
and keep this shit separate?
I heard that because, you know, he just released like a free Weezy album or something and he's been saying a lot of shit about the Cash Money fallout on records. So apparently he must have, maybe he was performing or was about to perform a song where he says something about Cash Money, and maybe that's what incited it. I don't know. But, you know, they're just so angry.
Well, y'all gonna have to grow up.
The ratchet, hot boys era, part of me wants for them to just, and Nicki Minaj is very upset about it. She's hoping that they can work things out.
Yeah.
I heard that Drake is like, well, you know, I'm fucking with my main.
You are filthy.
No, you are filthy.
But you said it.
All I said was May.
Okay. But we both know what you meant.
No, you know what I meant.
All right. Anyway.
So that's that. And my goodness. I hope that they can work it out. You know, I feel like only Karen Silva can make it right.
I would hate to see this end with one of them going back to prison. I really would. I would hate to see this end behind something so stupid.
And like, you know something? I feel like there's just a haves and have-nots storyline that only Dwayne and, I don't know what Birdman's, I don't remember, was it Brandon?
I don't know.
Williams, whatever the fuck, it's not going to be.
Okay, well, they're going to have to work it out.
Dwayne and his fake daddy are going to have to figure this out. And or maybe this is all like a real dramatized setup for like a reunion that's going to take place in 5 years.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
If so,
because
it's elaborate.
I already heard that there's going to be a Hot Boys reunion at this Louisiana festival that he's doing. I want to go.
So everybody's going to be there?
I heard that Wayne, like Juvenile, I don't know, BG, I don't know. But
is
I heard
Manny
that it's
Fresh
be,
going?
I don't know.
Is Manny Fresh
Dustin's the one that told
jail?
Me about
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to look it up. But when is it? Because shit, I might want to go too.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're going to figure it out.
It's sometime in New Orleans, which I'm going back
wait,
to.
Wait, are we going? Wait, shit.
Okay. So let's be honest. I'm really not going. Like, I just like the idea of it, but I just know that some.
Okay.
Someone's going to die. And.
Oh. I mean, look, these niggas have a history of acting like they have no fucking sense. They both do. And I just hope that they are managed to pull themselves together.
That's why I don't go to fucking Summer Jam. I watch that shit wherever they live stream.
Well, I just don't. I can't do
it. I just know that there is a very large chance that someone is going to die.
Well, you know.
And,
Lord,
you know, I just don't
want to
be there. I don't want to be a witness. Mm-mm. You know, as soon as these things start, police are right there to mace us. I've never been maced. I'm not interested in being maced. So, you know.
Sometimes you just would rather sit your ass at home.
But maybe Wayne will continue to be, you know, super petty and he'll stream it on Tidal and I can watch it there or something. Apple Music, whatever.
Amen.
What else has been going on in the world? Oh, I think we're down to the last one.
Okay.
Do I want to? Oh, no. Shit. Chris Brown.
Oh, God. Man.
So some niggas broke into Chris Brown's new home. Like early this morning, I think. And his aunt was there alone. Apparently it was three guys. They held her at gunpoint, I read. Stuffed her in a closet somewhere. And, like, robbed the place. And left.
Okay.
And so that, of course, is horrible. I read that Christopher's mother tweeted something like, you need to watch inside men or watch who you standing beside or something like that, basically implying that this is an inside job.
Yeah,
that ain't none of my goddamn business. All I want to know is why auntie had to go through that,
right?
Like, you know,
these little niggas did not have to do that to that lady who, like, clearly, what was she gonna do, her versus the three of y'all? Like, y'all didn't have to point no gun in this lady's face and shove her through no damn closet. But looking at Chris Brown's Instagram, I could tell, we talked about this then, how he has that baby around that multitude of niggas in his house 24/7. I know it ain't no way in hell Chris Brown know all them niggas well enough to just be having them niggas in his house the way he do. Every time this nigga has a video on social media, it's at least 15 niggas in the background of his house. Who are all these fucking people?
Who are all these niggas?
Like, Chris, you have to accept the fact that you are a rich, famous nigga, and you don't know these niggas. They will do something crazy like break into your house and shove your auntie in a fucking closet and rob you fucking blind. Why don't you have no better security than this, my nigga? Didn't you just go through this with a fan breaking in your damn house? Why is it this easy to get
and
into Chris Brown's house?
She wanted to do was make some chicken risotto.
She just wanted to cuddle.
Hang out with her coochie breathing. and come home, you know, wait for you to give her some dick.
Chris Brown got to really get, like, I'm obviously, this is just, like, what happened to his auntie is so fucked up. Like, I feel so bad for this lady. Chris Brown needs to start, like, taking some more responsibility about himself.
If what his mother is saying is true, and it sounds very likely.
It does. It does.
But you know what? I'm done. Because, like I've said, Christopher needs to go and get on a hot air balloon and take his ass Iceland, I don't know, Bombay.
just somewhere far the fuck.
Thailand.
Girl, just
go. The
Bermuda
Triangle. The Bermuda Rhombus. Where she goes.
But when?
Just go. Eat, pray, love. Mm-hmm. For a smooth 6 months.
Something.
In solitude. And if you bring your ass back and hang around them same niggas and still feel like you want to continue hanging around them niggas when you've had enough time to pray and be by yourself and get some clarity and wash all the drugs out your system, then God bless and do what you have to.
Woo! All right. Is that it?
So should I just save it or should I?
All right. There is one more.
I'm just going to do it now.
Okay.
Because it's 35 minutes anyway. So if I don't have a read at the end, I just did it already.
Okay.
So, Kylie Jenner was on the Instagram being Kylie Jenner. You know, showing her navel and new makeup or whatever.
Okay.
Crystal has the sniffles.
Sorry. I'm moving away from the mic, being courteous.
Not far enough.
Oh, sorry! I know this ain't coming from you, mister. I'm always whispering up on the mic, and people can't hear me half the time.
I'm just going to let that go. Because I'm in a good mood. I have my nigga wheel. And that's why you sound like the Joker. Oh my gosh, the Suicide Squad trailer was so good. Okay, I'll talk about this some other time.
I don't know what that is.
It's an awesome movie that's going to be coming out with Will Smith and Margot Robbie is playing Harley Quinn, and I love Harley Quinn.
Oh, it's a comic book movie?
So good, yes.
Okay.
Oh, and Viola Davis is in it. She's playing Amanda.
Ooh, now I want to see it.
Yeah, she's like the bad bitch, bad bitch.
Okay.
So Kylie Jenner posted a photo on her Instagram, and she was on she had some cornrows, and the caption said, I woke up like this. Now, it was odd enough that, you know, Kylie Jenner is on Instagram looking like Riley Freeman just because she wants to. Just because it's okay.
God damn it!
You know.
She do look like Riley Freeman. Like, bitch, what was the purpose of this? Why are you dressed like this?
Did Santa forget to pay what he owe? Or...
So you just go take King's clothes and put them on your little body and pose. What are you doing? What the fuck? Did you get that wig from Tyler Perry? Who did that to your hair? Because I know you didn't YouTube that. Man, okay. But anyway.
So,
as far as
Kardashian
offenses go.
Typically, I wouldn't have known anything about this because I don't
pay
attention to this type
exactly.
of stuff. But in this case, Amanda Stenberg, who we have talked about on the show before. She's been Black Excellence on this show before. And actually, she was Black Excellence for a video that she did. I think that was called Don't Cash Crop My Cornrows or something.
Right.
So, you know, she's just awesome. She's an actress and, you know, she went to prom with Jaden Smith and she's like BFFs with Willow, I guess. And she left a comment that said, when you appropriate Black features and culture but fail to use your position of power to help Black Americans by directing attention towards your wigs instead of police brutality or racism, hashtag white girls do it better. Which got a slow hands clap from me. Just me in my apartment alone. But I did it anyway. And then I think Kylie said something like, you know, mad if I do, mad if I don't, go hang out with Jaden or something. Which kind of, you know, is telling to me. Because I feel like, you know, these girls have definitely crossed paths.
Yeah.
They know one another before. And I feel like Amanda wants to beat her ass. And I don't know if it's just because she just doesn't like her or whatever. But I feel like Amanda's probably just so tired of her. She's like, you know what? I
bet Kylie has said something to Amanda's face. And it had to be like Willow had to restrain her, like, don't beat the bitch down. Like, don't do it, Amanda. Like, I feel like she has already been pushed to that point with this bitch already.
Or maybe she's just annoyed with her as much as the rest of us.
Maybe. But it feels like, you know, I've been waiting for a chance to get your asshole. That's what it seems like.
Maybe not. But yeah, so that was what was said. And then it caused like this. I actually thought that it was a bigger response from the internet than I expected it to be. But I'm glad that it was a very large response because it creates the dialogue mm-hmm. and the discussion. Not that we've never talked about this before, but it makes that point and it gets people talking. And that is the thing that I love the most about her doing it. And I think that she's very aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love seeing young people of color being like, oh, no, fuck that. I'm going to say this. Or I'm going to climb my ass up this pole and take this shit down. Or you know what you're going to do is shut your ass up. Because you're like, I just, right. I love it. So, yeah, you know, a couple of people had issues with it. Like, I think Justin Bieber said something like, hey, guys, let's not judge her. You know, I'm fresh out of rehab. And, you know, I just have the answer to everything. You know, I just want you to take my opinion seriously. Because, you know, I have the key to life. Shut the fuck up, girl.
Justin Bieber, first of all, sis, you ain't nobody's voice of reason, okay? You're not popping up in any form or fashion and saving the
Miss,
day with
I
your
have
smart.
Nigger jokes.
First of all, okay, that's just not your lane. That's just not your place in society. That just won't ever be your purpose. And secondly, you want to speak up when Amanda calls this bitch out for cornrows, but you didn't say nothing when she was fucking a grown-ass man? How concerned are you really? So you more worried that somebody pointed out her shitty hairstyle and you ain't got nothing to say? You ain't got nobody's best interest in mind when she's fucking a grown-ass man? Like, what the fuck are your priorities, little boy?
Since you're so concerned that your little white friends can't argue with the black, you know, opinion or perspective because there's no argument, text that bitch in private and be like, oh, girl, let's just go get a frap and just... just to be happy and white, because what else can we do? Like, right. Shut up, girl. You don't have a dog in this one.
You didn't. You could have just sat your ass on down somewhere. Nobody needed you for this.
Also, Andy Cohen said something on his show. I don't know. What is a jackhole?
See, I don't know. And I assume it's a white gay word for something like disgusting, because that's just what it sounds. It kind of sounds like a
asshole.
Cross between jack off and asshole to me. So that's the vision I get when you say jackhole. So maybe I'm wrong about that, but
so
that is what I think it is.
That the jack, apparently he does a bunch of these, and said he gave the jackhole of the day to the Instagram feud between Kylie Jenner and Hunger Games star / Jaden Smith's prom date, Amanda Stenberg, who criticized Kylie for her cornrows, calling it a cultural appropriation. Laverne Cox and Andre Leon Talley were guests, and the question became, is it okay for white girls to wear cornrows? Here's the thing, Andrew. This discussion, or what Amanda is saying, is doesn't have anything. The thing that annoys me about the conversation is everybody keeps making it about the hair, and it's not about the hair. Like, she's not saying, oh, you've got on a cornrow wig and you hate black people. It's you are very clearly obsessed with, if not fetishizing, blackness.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, I've said, if you enjoy or if you admire black culture, I can't blame you. It's fucking awesome. It's
obviously
really great. But it's frustrating when white celebrities, especially white celebrities with platforms as large as the Jenner-dashians, are like literally just face smirched, like just submerging their faces, like bobbing for apples and mm-hmm. black shit. Just oh, all the nigga, just like
all of it,
all the time,
all of it.
But when we're talking about Black Lives Mattering, or when we're talking, you know, when we're marching for unarmed black people that were gunned down by the police, when we're talking about anything. Where are you? Like,
exactly.
What do you have? I don't see a hashtag. And I also want to make the point that personally, I don't expect for a lot of celebrities or certain celebrities to talk about these things because I expect that you're going to say something dumb. Kylie Jenner left high school to have her nails done full time.
Right.
So I don't expect...
to be on Tumblr.
Right. I don't expect that she's going to have a think piece or that she's going to appear on MSNBC and give us, you know, I don't expect that from her, but what I would at least appreciate, since you love blackness and black dick so much that you will go and fuck a 25-year-old one, like, at the least you could do is be sincere when these things happen and show that you're like an ally. Like, are you gonna wait until that nigga gets you pregnant too and you have a black baby for it to matter, or what is it gonna be? What's the problem? What is it gonna
and
be?
And even then, the whole family, they all take from blackness and none of them do anything at all to amplify the issues that black Americans truly face. Like, they take the dick and the lips and the ass and the figure, and they just, I don't fuck with them for a whole bunch of reasons. I don't like them people for a whole, it's just like so many reasons at this point that I don't fuck with nobody in that damn family. I just felt like if for Andy to come back and be like, oh, well, I apologize, I didn't realize it was such a culturally sensitive issue, sis, why the fuck not? How could you not? You are the face of Bravo TV, which puts out how many different shows about black women and black American culture? How the fuck could you not know that a conversation about our hair was going to be more culturally sensitive than just some bullshit jackhole of the day?
Because you're white, and you can say, oh, well, I had no idea, like, I just read something, like Emma Stone talked about, I think she just did some movie called Aloha, where she's supposed to be playing a woman who's like quarter, I think, Chinese, quarter Hawaiian.
Okay.
Emma Stone is full blown white. And so they got a whole bunch of backlash from that. And I also thought the movie was terrible. And so she said something like, you know, this was like the first time that I was dealing with, I had to deal with whitewashing in Hollywood and at a macro level or something like that. It was almost like she was like saying that she just now became like aware of the shit that we have been talking about forever. Like, again, this isn't a brand new conversation. So when you say shit like, oh, why? I just had no idea. It's proving that you're either lying, which I could say is fair, because how could you not know about,
right, because I've met you and I feel like you're reasonably intelligent. Like, so you're either just not being honest about it,
or what we say about white people not valuing black lives or the black perspective is absolutely true. Because if niggas can be yelling this shit at y'all for decades on decades on decades, and then you're coming out here talking about, well, I had no idea, that means you just don't listen to us.
Exactly. And that's why people felt like your apology was bullshit.
You can kick it to the mother, because, and the other thing about that shit that pissed me off is that he did say that the jackhole goes to the feud, which he tried to clarify and say, oh, I wasn't talking about her, I wasn't talking about the black girl, I was talking about the online argument. But you described them as Kylie Jenner and Hunger Games star / Jaden Smith's prom date. So why not Kylie Jenner / Tyga's young ass girlfriend? How about, why not Kylie Jenner / Tyga's baby puss?
At least Amanda has a job. Kylie's biggest credit is being a co-star on her sister's show. Like, are you fucking joking me with this shit? Amanda is the one with a job.
So you can shove it. Like, I don't care about your fucking apology, sweetheart.
And for,
like,
everybody talking about Laverne Cox shouldn't have been expected to speak up and blah, 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 this. Now, listen, first of all, I didn't expect nothing better out of Andre Leon Talley. Just
me the fuck neither.
The fucking top. I've been exposed to that character for too long to have expected him to do anything other than what he did. But Laverne Cox, you cannot tell me, has, first of all, never spoken up when somebody says something fucked up. And second, was intimidated by fucking Bravo Andy when that bitch has stood up to Katie fucking Couric. Now, if she could look Katie Couric in the face and be like, girl, that was transphobic and this is why, and sit there and correct her, then she can say to Andy Cohen, look, what you just said about this is fucked up and this is why, or at the very least been like, you know, I don't
absolutely agree.
All this,
because she said something about like, oh, there's not much time, or there wasn't enough time to have a whole discussion about cultural appropriation or something. And it's like, again, you don't have to be like, well, here's the deep rooted origin of appropriate. Right. Like, it would have been easy enough to say, if the question is, should white girls be allowed to wear cornrows, or is it okay for white girls to wear cornrows? Sure it is, but. There, that's it. Sure yes. it is, but the point.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
all.
And this whole thing about, well, I didn't know Amanda before Sunday, and now I know how great she is, and I'm sending her lots of love. That's very sweet
that's
and
very
all.
Nice.
But you shouldn't have to know who she is to stand up for a little black girl.
At all.
Period.
So, yeah, that's that. You know, I'm just real tired of the whole Kardashian.
Remember when we had like that 2 or 3 month ban on them? We should bring that back soon. Until the baby is born. Because I think she's pregnant, right? So until the new one comes, we should just, let's just ignore them all.
Well, I'm absolutely going to have commentary for Caitlyn and this SP.
Oh, right. Oh, but Caitlyn doesn't count.
Yeah,
she spells her name with a C.
Caitlyn, I forgot.
Was like, she divorced them people on purpose. And can you be mad?
Not look 60 at plus years of and all them hurdles I jumped over, bitch. Shot puts and shit, bitch. You got me fucked
okay,
up.
Okay, all right.
Not today, ho. Yeah, so yeah, maybe we should just take a nice break.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to actually, I do have a read.
Okay.
That is also linked to this that I guess I can say for the end.
All right.
But shout out to you, young lady, still being black and awesome and talented and smart.
And keep going,
and
little sister.
If you want to be motherfucking controversial, because all you did was make a smooth point and they couldn't take.
They couldn't.
Stomp on their nerves, sistren.
Oh, she could have kept that. Yeah, she could have, but she didn't. Now what?
And
she ain't wrong.
And what are you going to do about
it? And she's not wrong.
And she ain't incorrect.
So what you going to do other than be pressed and pissed like you currently are? Not
because
a goddamn
next time
thing.
I'll say it. Or next time, it'll be some girl who listened to her who said, you know what? She is the fuck right. And she'll say it. But ain't nobody shutting up. So like I said, keep your motherfucking excuses because nobody's going nowhere. Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by NatureBox. Listen, you know that you're going to snack. How do I know that? Because you listen to this show. And if you're anything like us, you're gonna. Because that's all we do. And if you want to snack on something that won't make you feel all gross and bloated or whatever, then you should definitely try NatureBox. They have over 100 crave-worthy options that can be delivered right to your door, whether it's home, office, mama's home or office, you know, hell maybe. They will send them to you. And these snacks have zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners, 0 grams, trans fats. Ooh, that's always a hard one to say. And no high fructose corn syrup.
Yes, you guys can try out great snacks. We love their Sriracha roasted cashews. Like we've said time and time again, those are absolute favorites.
So
you
good.
Can pick out what you want or you can have a random box sent to you. So to get started with your free trial, head to naturebox.com/the read. That's naturebox.com/the READ. It's time to snack smarter with NatureBox and The Read. And now let's get back to the show.
Hey.
Hi.
We're back.
So it's time for the listener letters.
Sure
Send
is.
Your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And I want to start with one that is pretty quick, but we get this a lot, actually about this specific group. So I guess this is somebody that a lot of y'all are into. But it says, last week on the show, I heard Kid Fury sing a tiny snippet of Fifth Harmony's song, Worth It. I just wanted to know what his thoughts are on the group. I think they're all great singers and give me just the right amount of hair flip per performance, but I recently went from not knowing who any of these girls are to buying a ticket on their tour. So she is like super excited about this group, and I guess you have heard of them too, or not?
So here's the thing, I don't know what the hell she talking about. I don't know.
Are you serious? Don't. Oh.
I don't know that song. Maybe I sang it and I know it, but I don't know I know it.
Oh, she was so excited. Oh, okay. So
I mean, I know who Fifth Harmony is, and I definitely know of the song, but I don't. I mean, I know of the song because I saw it, like, I think it's charted really well or something. I think I saw it on Apple Music. But I can't tell you what it sounds like, so maybe I know it and I don't know I do.
Okay, well, should we...
But they're interesting young ladies. I feel like Simon Cowell put them together.
Now I feel bad.
They're kind of like a... They're kind of like an off-brand Danity Kane.
Okay.
Well, you know what? No.
But I was going to say, is
like,
that fair?
No, it's real unfair, actually. Ooh, God, that was mean. I'm so sorry to the harmonizers, whatever. I don't know what they're named. The fans.
Maybe we should just move to the next.
No, they're kind of like... Yeah, let's just move on.
Okay.
They're not bad, though. They can sing.
Yeah. So our next question comes from... I don't really know. So let's just say Joanna. Sure. And Joanna says, I'm 21 years old and I'm entering my last year of college. My question is regarding body count and what y'all think about it. As of right now, my body count is 20 and I've been told by a few guys that that's way too many.
How old did she say she was?
21. As a woman and a feminist, I believe that there's no reason that women shouldn't be free to operate in the manner that men do when it comes to sexual escapades. What do y'all think about this and am I doing too much? Keep doing your thing. Y'all are everything.
Joanna is the... like opposite of the typical letter that we get from 21-year-old girls.
Yes.
Because usually they're just like, so, you know, me and this nigga used to be in homeroom together and I just love him so much. And
what is wrong with
I just want to be together forever, but he's just like the worst. He keyed my car and like he slapped my mama, but I just love him so much. I just do not know what to do.
So you are just...
Joanna, however, is like, fuck these niggas. I just like getting some dick.
I came here for one
thing.
You know,
or whatever. I don't feel like... I think that... Hey.
Are you okay here?
You first.
Okay. Because you seem to be struggling with what exactly you want to say to this girl.
I think that you should be able to do whatever it is that you want with your body. Unfortunately, as women, you know that it just comes along with the... see, this is the me struggling with the word again.
Shut up.
The...
territory?
No. Oh. It comes with the...
I don't know what you're talking about right now, so...
The two... Double standard.
Okay.
It comes with the double standard. I'm not smoking weed anymore.
Okay.
Until I get home.
So that's what it is.
So, yes, I'm so sorry, Joanna, because I'm taking your question 1,000% seriously. You're just making the choice, or you're going into that knowing they're going to be dealing with fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like you should be able to do what you want with your body and sleep with whoever you want to. Again, just make sure that you are being safe, you're protecting yourself. Mm-hmm. And are you having a lot of sex because you just like having sex? Because, see, a lot of people have set a lot of sex, men and women, for, like, reasons that they want to avoid. And I'm not saying that that's you. Again, you seem very clear that you just like sex and you're free to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as long as you, like, have made, like, you've had a conversation with yourself, basically, and said, self, you know... these niggas ain't shit, and they're gonna call me names, and they're gonna act like, you know, that I should lock my clit in a little tiny box and throw it in the ocean.
All
like
right.
Rose and Titanic. But I just like sex, and I'm gonna do what I want to. I don't have daddy issues. I don't, you know, like, there's nothing I need to explore or talk to God or a therapist about. Just like sex. Okay, great. And then you, like, as long as you're, you know, there's nothing else, I feel like you should be able to do whatever you want.
Right. So for me, I guess I remember when being younger, people would ask this question a lot, like in relationships or with dating partners, but I don't think anybody has asked me that question or I've asked anybody that question. Like,
I don't think anyone's ever
in the past, like, I don't know how long it's been, but it's been a while since anybody's even asked me that. And I think this is kind of like, you know, you can have your opinion on what's too many partners. I'm sure everybody has a different idea of what they think too many sexual partners is. Maybe some people don't. But when it turns into a, oh, well, you're a girl, so 20 is too many. But if it was your male friend, then 20 would be like a perfectly normal number. That's when I think it's fucked up. So when you're talking about some shit like that where niggas are like judging you for having 20 sex partners and they got 23 just because you're a girl. I mean, but she mentions that like people like look down on her like, how dare you?
Conversation because I don't even care about this. This is such a black ass because... The thing that I hate the most about the body conversation is that it's pointless. There's absolutely nothing that you're going to get out of it. Like, it only really affects women because men are allowed to have 3,000 quote-unquote bodies. And women right. seem to, usually, if they have made up their mind that they want to fuck him anyway or date him, then they're usually going to. So it's like, they're unfazed by it. But if a woman says she slept with three women.
Look at you.
Hi. If a woman says that she has three of these bodies and she's like 35, oh, that slut. Get her out right. of here. So it's like, and then at the same time, if we were talking about Halle Berry, Beyonce, Nicki, and they were like, yeah, I have 500 bodies. Half of them I earned just an hour ago.
Okay.
Niggas are gonna fuck them anyway. Like, what you gonna do? You not gonna have sex with fucking Nicki Minaj because she has 25 bodies or whatever? It's just a dumb conversation. It has nothing to do with...
But it's a real conversation. Like, people are... It's still a thing that's happening. Like, I mean, this is really, I get it. People are out here really, like, taking this into consideration and judging women for having more sexual partners than they think they should have. Like, how is that any of your damn business anyway?
I'm like creating charts. Oh, go to hell. Shut up. You should date niggas that don't ask you dumbass questions like that in the first place. How about that?
Yeah, make that your new rule. Just don't even fuck with somebody who thinks that it's that big of a deal. Like, if it's gonna make or break your relationship, then don't even worry about it.
Cause I ain't talking body. That's another song that I think is famous that I don't know who it is. Tove Lo.
Yeah.
Tove Lo?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that song's
anyway,
everywhere.
Yeah, just date niggas who don't give a fuck about that type of shit. Next time a nigga asks you what's your body count, say not you. Goodbye.
Okay. Don't worry about it because you won't be included in that number. Okay, so that is going to wrap it up for the questions this week. Send yours to asktherita@gmail.com. And now is time for the reads.
So, I'm just going to go ahead and get this out of the way because I feel like this is really short anyway.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know how long mine is, but yeah, go for it.
So, one of the things that young Stenberg, the god... Oh, let me not say that. Christians listen to the show and I know y'all take that the wrong way. And I don't mean like the god, but you know, it's like a hip-hop thing. Whatever, I'm sorry.
Okay.
One of the things that she said was to stop calling her angry. I mean, she just has strong opinions. Doesn't mean that she's angry, which I think is a beautiful and factual as fuck ass point. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the angry black girl narrative.
Oh, okay.
Is what she said. And she says it's just another attempt to undermine certain perspectives. Now, I say this. The angry black girl thing pisses me off for this reason, or any time that white folks say that black people are just angry, or whenever we voice an opinion, like, because if you read what she said, it didn't sound like she was angry in the first place. It sounded like she was making, again, a valid ass fucking point.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, was there a little bit of a sting on the end of it? Of course, but that's what a read is supposed to do. Like, it's supposed to cut deep. So, you know, that was the whole point of that. But the thing that annoys me about calling women angry black girls when they say things like this is that you should be angry too, and you're not angry because you don't have to be because you're white and none of this stuff fucking affects you. So if you would take yourself out of your privilege for like 10 seconds and look at this from the perspective of black people, then you wouldn't say, oh, you're just angry because black people are just mad all the time. We should be
right.
We should be pissed. We should be way angrier and way, way less patient than we have been. But every time we defend ourselves or defend our culture or make valid ass points that white people don't want to hear because it makes them uncomfortable, then we're just angry. Bitch, you would be angry fucking too. So, again, cut out the excuses. Listen to what people are saying to you and absorb it. Even if you come out of it at the end disagreeing, listen, absorb these things, soak in all of these facts. Stop trying to make up these fucking fairy tales that y'all have been telling your white kids since the civil rights movement and long, long before, actually. Like, here are the facts. We've been laying them out for you for quite some time. Go ahead and take a look. That's all that it is that I'm saying. And also, another thing that frustrates me about the angry black narrative, as she said, is that If white people experienced 10%, just like the tiniest fraction of the oppression and injustice that black people do to this day, they would have cracked the planet in half ages ago. Tell me I'm lying. Oh, girl. Because the moment the Apple Care tells them they can get a part and they come down to the Apple store and it's not there, all hell breaks loose. Tell some white people they can't get on their goddamn bikes and stab each other if they motherfucking want to. Tell some white people they can't flip over a motherfucking car because their basketball team lost. If white people experienced a fraction of the bullshit that we do, they would have ended planet Earth a long, long time ago. And I think that that is what...
The whole fucking planet.
The whole thing, girl. Because they ruined all of it. Tommy, girl. Like, what happened? Like... Racism and colorism is a global problem anyway. So it's not like it's just in America. But again, and I know white people that racism and colorism isn't just, you know, a white thing. There are parts of, yeah, whatever. Sure. I'm just going to go ahead and say that before you tell me, because I know that. But yes, just bringing it back, I feel like the thing that frustrates the fuck out of me, and someone said, I can't remember who it was, but someone said something similar to this once, which was that white people are fearing the day that we collectively say fuck this shit and burn America to the ground, because they know we should have already,
and they feel it getting closer,
and they know, they feel like it's going to happen. Like,
they feel it,
you know. So I think that that's really, because y'all know good and damn well that if white people went through like a smidgen of this shit, oh my God, they would be ready to like assassinate Oprah and like just do all kinds of just because look, they out here are getting ready to basically cremate Bill Cosby in front of the world. Mm-hmm. Not to say that she didn't ask for it, but Woody Allen got movies coming out with fucking Emma Stone and shit like that. Like, she's not a disgusting wretch. Like, right. And nobody's batting an eye. Everybody's just like, oh yeah.
And people get mad at you if you dare say something about him. Like
somebody on Twitter to me said today to me when I said something about Woody Allen can fuck off too. They were like, you know, he's a great filmmaker, but... You know, I totally feel you. And I was like, he can get filmed eating a great batch of dicks.
Okay.
For all I care. All
right.
Because you're not going to. And that's the type of shit, again, that gets on my fucking nerves. And it frustrates me. When the shoe is on the other foot, it's completely bonkers. It's absolute mania. But when black people are crying out over actual horrible things that are happening to us, we just angry. Bitch, you should be angry. You should be pissed.
Right? You should be mad at your people who making the rest of y'all look like this.
But it's, oh my God, everybody hates white people, and it's not my fault, and my family didn't own slaves, and I've never said nigger in my life, and I just want to wear my Jordans, and I just want to whip a nene, and I don't understand why you won't let me. Girl, Chuck.
At any time they do something, it's an isolated incident. It's a, oh, well, we don't know how that happened, and it must have been something wrong with him, or he had a mental illness.
Parents were so mean.
It's always something. Like
when Cher said, why would Rachel Dolezal's parents out her like that? Cher, if you don't shut your old ass up, girl, and be out a legend.
Her? The fuck? Bitch, do you hear you? Do you hear you right now? Uh-uh, girl. No, ma'am.
I could turn back time, I'll tell you what the fuck I could do, Cher.
I'm through with your ass.
Anyway, all I'm saying is, girl, be quiet.
Okay. All right. So my read this week, I guess maybe it has a little bit in common with yours, kind of, maybe. This came out of Miami, actually.
Oh, I was going to do that one, too, but I didn't read the full story. And it sounds stupid.
So this is the story of a police officer in Miami who did porn before she became a police officer. And I guess the tapes have recently come out and they've come to everybody's attention. And now there's an investigation going on into this black female police officer's life and whether she could possibly be suspended or fired based off her activity. Her activity being a grown woman in America who legally consented to fucking on camera in private, which is not against the law. It is not against some moral clause. It's not like police
and
officers.
The day it is, you'll hear from me. I'm kidding. I don't know what I'm
Look
talking.
At you.
I just don't even know why. Well, shut up. God. Why do people even listen? Go ahead.
Okay. So you just had to make sure everybody knew you were not.
I am fine with pornography. Okay. And overall safe sex work.
Amen. Okay. So anyway, it is the right of any legal adult in this country to participate in pornography if they so choose under their own free will. It is not some prerequisite. It's not something that they look for in your past when you become a police officer, because it's nobody's fucking business. It was never a question of whether she was a porn star before or whether she had been in porn movies before when she applied to get that job. And she has been on the job for 8 years.
I'm getting there.
Okay. Child, don't. So now they're saying that this could be an issue because she, quote, failed to disclose her other career. But bitch, why would she go around work talking about, oh, hey, in case you didn't know, I was in Big Beautiful Black Asses Volume 17 back in 98. Like, why the fuck would she go around volunteering that information? When I'm at work, the number one thing I try to do is not talk to nobody else. So the last thing I'm gonna do is go around talking about my life to a bunch of people I wouldn't want to be conversing with in the first fucking place. So fail to disclose her previous career is just like, it seems to me like it's just one more thing where you just doing anything to nitpick at a black woman, just anything to right. be mad, anything to throw to some kind of shade or have it be an issue. But what they saying the like could be
pissed.
What they're saying could be like the real thing that gets her suspended or fired is that it could fall under conduct unbecoming or activity that tarnishes the department.
That's the
activity that tarnishes the police department. So you mean to tell me that the fact that 293 people have already been killed by American police officers in 2015 does not tarnish the individual police departments, but somebody who busted it wide open when she was 20 years old and probably on drugs and at a low time in her life, most likely.
And Miami is the last city that should be looking down its nose at somebody who had pussy.
Come on. Let's not, Miami, y'all don't have no reputation of being some puritanical ass city where everybody just lives in
like
suburban
they don't
harmony.
Shoot porn on fucking Collins Avenue in front of the cops at the end of May every year. Girl, bye.
So you mean to tell me the fact that y'all are out here beating black and brown people like mercilessly and in numbers far underreported and then just flat out killing us at your own free will, but the fact that somebody used to bust it wide open at home for pay is an issue. Now all of a sudden somebody who has been on the force for 8 years, she's 30 years old, meaning she, if she's telling the truth, meaning she quit porn by the time she was 22 years old. So she's had a steady career all throughout her 20s, and now y'all want to come through now and tear this sister down and get rid of her job because of something she did when she was young and making bad decisions? Really? That's really what you're doing? You're taking somebody who actually could be a decent police officer, somebody who supposedly followed the narrative of what you say niggas should do to be redeemed, right? If you from the hood, that's what white conservatives want to see you do. Well, we want to see you go to school. We want to see you get a trade or get a career and stay at work, right? That's right. The whole thing. That's what
exactly.
They preach, right?
Yes.
Oh, instead of selling drugs and having a bunch of kids and being on welfare,
but you never
want to
work. You never
want to
get a job.
So the bitch quit porn and got a job, and now y'all trying to get her fired because she used to do porn. How the fuck can you win? Like, really?
As if I am going to be in a crisis where I need a police officer to save my life, and this woman is going to come to me and I'm going to be like, no, girl, just let me die. You got double penetrated. I can't be saved by you. Take no. She got jizz on the face. I can't be saved by her. How would it look? That doesn't make what?
At all. And I just hope that this... for all the black police officers who be siding with the white police when they kill one of us, and you know good and goddamn well they had no basis for it, but you feel like, oh, it's the wall of blue and the uniform comes first and all that other bullshit. I hope you take a good look at this sister's story and realize that it could be your black ass next. And maybe you didn't used to do porn, but rest assured that if you fuck up in a way they don't like, they'll be quick to put an investigation on your ass, quick to find a way to get your ass fired, but they'll send that white boy who killed two nigga teenagers home for 3 weeks with fucking pay, and then when he comes back, have him working a desk job like he didn't kill some fucking body. I hope you remember that. I hope you take a good look at what's happening to this lady, even if you think she's disgusting for what she used to do. I hope you realize that it'll be your black ass next, because only to you is that wall of blue shit real. When it comes to us versus them, it's still gonna be us versus them. You need to realize that shit now, while you caping for these white motherfuckers who would shoot you or your kids if you wasn't in the goddamn uniform.
Probably even if you, well, anyway.
Anyway, that's my read for this week.
Great point.
That wraps up another episode of The Read. Make sure you check out thisistheread.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at thisistheread. Shout out to everybody who has tickets for our show this Saturday in New York City. We are so excited to see y'all this week.
Shout out to Breakfast.
Okay.
Shout out to everybody that came out to 305 Live, because
It was such a good time.
I'm having another one.
Are you announcing it now?
August 30th will be the sequel to 305 Live, which I'm calling All the Way Live. See, the thing about it is that I don't think that New Yorkers were receiving the Miami smorgasbord that I was giving them. I was trying to, you know, cover all of these corners, but I just don't think, maybe they weren't familiar with it, or maybe it's more of a Miami thing, I don't know. But we're just going to do another one, doing a little rebranding here. It's just going to be an overall ratchet party with Miami ass elements. It's going to be the exact same party, same thing, same great music, new name.
That's okay.
So yes, All the Way Live. You can go to adwlive.com on Monday to get tickets to the next party. It's going to be the same place, Hudson Terrace. I just want to say again that you guys really made that like perfect for me, because it was exactly the way that I wanted it to be, and you all came out and had a great time and danced and drank and celebrated, even though a few of you, you know, attempted to grope me, but it's fine. You know, we'll just we'll blame that one on excitement or whatever.
Chalk that up to the game.
So yeah, come out and be ratchet with us August 30th, adwlive.com, and yeah.
Okay. Is that it, or?
The acronym.
Oh, wait, no. I wanted to say something really quickly. Leo Blades is a person who was a friend of mine back in high school, and he, thankfully, we got to reconnect last year when he came to a couple of our live shows in California and Texas, and I'm so glad that I got to see him again. I just want to really encourage everybody to not drink and drive. I know it's tempting, and a lot of y'all feel like, you know, you got a million excuses, and some of you think you're better drivers when you're drunk. Just whatever your excuse is, just please don't do it. And that's it.
All right. So that was the read.
It was. What's the acronym for this week?
I don't have one. I literally was going to think of one on the top of my head anyway, but that was a better way to end it.
Okay. So we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah.